Hey everyone, I'm doing this recording just to give you a little insight on what the upgrade process from Windows 8.1 to 8 or 10 is like. Let me start off by saying I've done several computers. The first one I did was a small 10-inch laptop. I did that one before the initial public release came out, so it was an insider build. It upgraded from Windows 8.1 to 10. I told it to remove everything and start from scratch. So for those of you who don't know what that means, when you upgrade within Windows and don't use any media, what that means is it will take all your old files, shove them into a folder called Windows Old, and place that folder into your C drive. So you can still get to those files you had, but they're no longer in their respective places where they used to be. I usually just clear it out and start fresh. I just go delete that folder altogether and reinstall my programs. So I did that with the first computer. And then I did another small my cruddy laptop I got from the state. I ended up doing that one, and I did it from Windows 8.1 to the public build of Windows 10. I did that using the media tool. You can find it on Microsoft.com. You can just Google how to install Windows 10. I did that, and then I had another small desktop, which I did, and I did the same thing, by the way. I told it to remove everything, and I would start fresh. Then I did the same exact thing a third time with a small desktop that I bought from someone. And don't be alarmed. It's a fluke thing. I did not break it. What happened is I was setting up the account and I believe the computer froze. And it was in the process of setting up the account. So when I rebooted it, it has no username and has no password, but yet it asks for one. So that computer currently is down. I have to get Windows 10 Media and install it from the BIOS, and I need some eyes for that. I don't need that computer right now. So I updated these computers knowing that I didn't really need them if they broke. So I had the 1 out of 3 break. Now, that's not actually why we're here. We are here because I just did my primary machine yesterday. Took the plunge, but I did not use the Windows media creation tool found on the Windows Microsoft website. I did this by simply updating through Windows Update. Now, I had talked to numerous people saying this process goes extremely smooth and there's nothing you have to do. You don't have to remove any files. You don't have to recreate your account. And I've heard this story before, back with Windows 7 to 8. 8 to 8.1 was just a large update. Wasn't actually a different OS, so that doesn't count. But 7 to 8, I'd seen horror stories of files being mixed around and things like that when you left everything there. But when you update through Windows Update. So there's a thing on your taskbar, for those of you who are sighted or those of you who are blind as well, you've seen it. It says Get Windows 10. And you can quickly click on that, and it takes a couple hours to download all the necessary files, but there is nothing you have to do. You don't have to remove any programs, unlike with the media tool. It often says you got to remove this program and this program for this update to go successfully. No, this time it's true. Everything works. Everything goes phenomenal. At least it went good for me, and it went good for several people I know. So it's literally like just doing a big update to Windows 8.1. It's like, it's almost like going from 8 to 8.1, except you're getting a lot more features and it's a little bit different. So yeah. So get ready for some fun. It's very simple. So, you click on Get the Updates. It takes a while. It takes about, I think it took 2 hours. I left my house. It gets all the files, installs a couple of small updates before it goes, and then it simply says, restart computer, and you sit there. And I have a pair of headphones, Bluetooth headphones, that beep every time they reconnect. So I sat there listening to it restart, and each time it restarted, my headphones would go beep, beep. So I knew what was going on. And it literally took, I would say, 25 minutes to do everything. After a while, hit Windows Enter. It said, "Are you Corey?" I said, "Yes." It said, JAWS popped up. I typed my password. It logged me in. It was done. So very simple, very easy. Fun. You can still use Firefox because Microsoft Edge is not accessible yet, but the start screen is meh. It's okay. It's going to get there. It's only a matter of time. Look at what happened with 8 to 8.1, so it'll be fine. Enjoy yourselves, guys. I hope this helps for those who are on the fence about upgrading to Windows 10. It's not a hard process. Don't do it with the media creation tool like I did the first couple times because you weren't patient. Now everyone should have that icon that says, get Windows 10. So hopefully this helps you. And any questions, DM me.